her away quickly. Mrs. Goggle hadn't stirred in her chair. Now she half turned. Saturday was still patiently watching his fishing line. "Saturday, go and fetch the lady's hat," she said.
"Yes'm."
Even Granny hesitated at that.
"You can't make him do that," she said.
"But he's dead," said Mrs. Goggle.
"Yes, but it's bad enough being dead without having to be in bits, too," said Granny. "Don't you go in there, Mr. Saturday."
"But it was your hat, lady," said Mrs. Goggle.
"Yes, but," said Granny, "a hat was all it was. I wouldn't send anyone into any alligators for any hat."
Nanny Ogg looked horrified. No one knew better than Granny Weatherwax that hats were important. They weren't just clothing. Hats defined the head. They defined who you were. No one had ever heard of a wizard without a pointy hat, at least no wizard worth speaking of. And you certainly never heard of a witch without one. Even McGrath had one, although she hardly ever wore it on account of being a wet hen. That didn't matter too much. It wasn't the wearing of the hats that counted so much as having one to wear. Every trade, every craft had its hat. That's why kings had hats. Take the crown off a king and all you had was someone good at having a weak chin and waving to people. Hats had power. Hats were important. But so were people. Mrs. Goggle took another puff at her pipe. "Saturday, go and get my best hat for holidays," she said.
"Yes, Mrs. Goggle."
Saturday disappeared into the hut for a moment and came out with a large and battered box, securely wrapped with twine.
"I can't take that," said Granny. "I can't take your best hat."
"Yes, you can," said Mrs. Goggle. "I've got another hat." "Oh, yes, I've got another hat, all right." Granny put the box down carefully.
"It occurs to me, Mrs. Goggle," she said, "that you ain't everything you seem."
"Oh, yes, I is, Mistress Weatherwax. I never been nothing else just like you."
"You brought us here?"
"No, you brought yourselves here of your own free will. To help someone, ain't that right? You decided to do it, ain't that right? No one forced you, ain't that right? Except yourselves."
"She's right about all that," said Nanny. "We'd have felt it if it was magic." "That's right," said Granny. "No one forced us except ourselves. What's your game, Mrs. Goggle?"
"I ain't playing no game, Mistress Weatherwax. I just want back what's mine. I want justice. And I wants her stopped."
"Her who?"
said Nanny Ogg. Granny's face had frozen into a mask.
"Her who's behind all this," said Mrs. Goggle. "The Duke hasn't got the brains of a prawn, Mrs. Ogg. I mean her. Her with her mirror magic. Her who likes to control. Her who's in charge. Her who's tinkering with destiny. Her that Mistress Weatherwax knows all about."
Nanny Ogg was lost.
"What's she talking about, Esme?" she said.
Granny muttered something.
"What? Didn't hear you?"
Nanny said. Granny Weatherwax looked up, her face red with anger.
"She means my sister, Githa. Right? Got that? Do you understand? Did you hear? My sister. Want me to repeat it again? Want to know who she's talking about? Want me to write it down? My sister. That's who? My sister."
"They're sisters," said Magrat. Her tea had gone cold. "I don't know," said Ella. "They look alike. They keep themselves to themselves most of the time. But I can feel them watching. They're very good at watching."
"And they make you do all the work," she said.
"Well, I only have to cook for myself and the outside staff," said Ella, "and I don't mind cleaning and the laundry all that much."
"Do they do their own cooking, then?"
"I don't think so. They walk around the house at night after I've gone to bed. Godmother Lilith says I must be kind to them and pity them because they can't talk, and always see that we've got plenty of cheese in the larder."
"They eat nothing but cheese?" said Magrat.
"I don't think so," said Ella.
"I should think the rats and mice get it then, in an old place like this."
"You know, it's a funny thing," said Ella, "but I've never seen a mouse anywhere in this house."
Magrat shivered. She felt watched.
"Why don't you just walk away? I would."
Where to?